everyone. Welcome back to our next episode. My name is Lindy, and today I am joined by our 嘉宾主播. I think that's the right way to say it, right? Guest host?
Guest host, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, Dr. Zhang Yangling, she has come back, and we are going to discuss round two of buying a house.
Buying a house is a big deal, a milestone in your life.
Right.
So there are a lot to talk about, you know, buying the house, and we're really just focusing on the renovation part. There's a lot more that can be covered. Mm-hmm. And as far as renovation is concerned, you know, we have different parts of the house, different rooms, different functions. So yeah, it's a topic that we can talk for a long time. But mm-hmm. for now, let's focusing on what other new words and then new phrases we can learn from catching the drift part.
Okay. All right. Sounds great. So let's just dive into our vocabulary words for today.
免费劳力.
Free labor.
室内设计师.
Interior designer.
装修.
To renovate.
在行.
To be expert in.
推翻.
To go against maybe someone's advice, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
厚道.
Okay. In this context, it means appreciative, but generally speaking, it would be like being kind, being fair or lenient.
不像.
Also in this context, it means no less than, at least.
吐槽.
To complain, to vent one's frustrations about someone else.
And also, depends on the person, sometimes mm-hmm. it can be read as 吐槽.
Yes, I have heard that before.
Right.
Too.
Mm-hmm. Both 吐槽 and 吐槽 are correct. Just keep in mind that there's mm-hmm. a lot of regional differences as far as accent tones are concerned.
Okay. So you can say either one and both are understood.
Exactly.
And correct.
And I just want our listeners to understand that depending on who you're talking to, if that person says 吐槽 and you're used to saying 吐槽, mm-hmm. you're actually referring to the same word.
Okay. Got it. Got it. All right. Well, let's just take a moment and listen to today's dialogue.
你最近都在忙什么？我一直想找你一起吃饭，你却没有空。别提了，我忙得要命，我在给人当免费劳力。为什么？我的一个朋友，他最近买了新房子，准备结婚，31厅2卫的大房子。那是好事啊，应该恭喜他。的确是好事，但是他应该找一个室内设计师。
而不是整天来烦我。谁让你是个那么好说话的人呢？再说，你对于装修和设计真的很在行。如果我将来要考虑装修房子，我也想跟你取取经。我们是朋友，你尽管问。但是如果我给了你建议以后，你又不照做，一次又一次推翻我的建议，那我就真的生气了。是吗？这么做不太厚道。是啊。
一会儿要这个色系，一会儿又要那个牌子，光是大理石的操作台面就问了我不下4-5次。正好我们今天碰到了，你就跟我吐槽吧。算了，我不想浪费我的时间，我们不如聊点别的话题，有趣的话题。你说想找我一起吃饭，那你有什么推荐的餐厅吗？当然了，我知道你喜欢吃东南亚菜。
我最近去试了不少餐馆，有好几家都不错，值得去品尝一下。那太好了，看来你真的花了很多心思，是个好吃货。都跟我说说，我洗耳恭听。So
we have two friends who are speaking again about kind of like house renovation, right? But it's not the same two people as last time.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually not talking about the house of either of them.
Right.
They're talking about the house of the friend of this female person.
Okay. So this girl that's just bought a house.
Right.
This girl they mutually know.
Right.
Or this lady.
Yeah.
Okay. So first the guy starts off speaking and what does he say?
He's saying, what are you so busy with? I've been trying to, you know, meet you up for a meal, but you always said you're not available.
对，我一直想找你一起吃饭. Right. So I've been looking for you to like have dinner together or something.
Right.
你却没有空.
That's right. So 一直, it means consistently, always. So that indicates that this guy has been asking more than once.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what does she reply?
And she replied, 别提了.
Mm-hmm.
我忙得要命.
Mm-hmm.
So these are really exaggeration. 要命, literally, it means like life being taken. So, of course, the person being alive, she's not in any kind of medical emergency or dire situation, medically speaking, but she's just been so busy that she felt like she's not herself. Mm-hmm. 忙得要命.
Okay, like I'm busy to death. Like we wouldn't say it that way in English, but that's kind of a good way to translate it.
Right. And this can also be applied in other contexts. Let's say recently in Europe, it's been extremely hot. The heat wave is like killing me. Mm-hmm. And you can say, oh, 在欧洲热得要命.
Mm-hmm.
So another context where you can use the phrase 要命.
Okay. 还是你很饿的时候, 你还可以说我饿得要命.
对对对, exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm starving to death. Like, the hunger is killing me.
Yeah. Actually, I remember that when I first learned this phrase, you know, something, the 要命, I use it all the time.
Yeah. I mean, it's just this, you know, very cute exaggeration that makes you feel you connect very well with native speakers. That's because they say it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So what was she busy doing? 她最近在忙什么?
So she's busy providing free advice to her friend. 当免费劳力, 免费 means free.
Mm-hmm.
And 劳力 normally means labor, but it doesn't have to be restricted to physical labor. Anytime that you, you know, spend your own time, spend your own effort helping out, you can say it's 劳力.
Okay. 你能不能说劳动?
免费劳动没有那么的常见.
Mm-hmm.
劳力 is a shorter form for 劳动力. Like 劳动是 the action of doing work.
Mm-hmm.
劳动力, labor force.
Okay.
So sometimes people will say 免费. 劳动力,
mm-hmm.
But in this case, 免费劳力 would be more concise.
Okay, because 免费劳动力 would be like manual labor
right,
of some kind.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's not what's going on here.
对对,他在给人建议装修的时候应该做些什么,可以选些什么东西.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, so their friend that they're complaining about has just bought a new house, apparently, and it's 三室一厅两卫. So we talked about this last time.
Mm-hmm.
That would be 3 bedrooms, 1 living room, and 2 bathrooms.
Right.
Right.
And it's considered a big house if that a friend lives in China. That would be really spacious, given that most people live in, you know, condos. That's big condo.
Okay. Does it depend on the city? Like if I'm in Beijing, Shanghai, then 三室一厅两卫 would be like very, very big. But if I was in some really small city or mid-sized city, would that still be considered a large apartment?
I would say city definitely plays in the role in determining what's considered big and what's considered small. Now, remember, we didn't really specify what's the kind of area of this house. So let's say in Beijing, you can also have 三室一厅两卫, but maybe the bedroom would be smaller. Whereas, let's say you move to a second, third tier city, you can have 三室一厅两卫, but with much more spacious rooms. So I think this dialogue is pretty vague in a sense that we want the listeners to imagine all kinds of possibilities as far as houses are concerned.
All right. So they're talking about their friend complaining, and this girl is saying, 但是她应该找一个室内设计师. This is where we get into the profession we just mentioned a moment ago, the interior designer.
Correct.
This is really hard to say, actually. Yeah. Can you say that word?
室内设计师. So it's just like the English word interior designer. It's two words combined to create a new word. So 室内, inside a room, so interior.
Okay.
And 设计 means to design. 师, like 老师, 律师.
Mm-hmm.
It means someone who has expertise in that area.
Right.
So the person who has expertise in designing is a designer.
Okay, like a master of some kind. So the reason why this is so hard is because it's 室内设计师. There's a lot of 师s.
That's right.
But yeah, but some of them are SHI, which is a little bit more closed, right? And then one of them is SHE, which is a little bit more open, and there's a distinction.
Yes.
And you have to switch back and forth. So 室内设计师 takes a lot of practice to say that.
It does. Mm-hmm. Should we say it one more time?
Yes, absolutely.
室内设计师.
室内.
设计师很好领教。谢谢。
Now we're moving on to, I think this is like one of my favorite sentences in the dialogue, which is, okay, so she's complaining. She's like, I'm giving free interior decorating advice. And her friend says, 谁让你是个那么好说话的人呢?
Ah.
Yeah, that's the sentence. Because when I first looked at this, I'm like, I know all of the words in this sentence. I know 那么好, like how 说话, I know all that, 人, but when you put it together, I didn't know what it meant. So someone who's a good talker, and I thought, well, somebody who brags is what that sounds like, but it doesn't mean that at all.
No, it's actually, it's quite the opposite. Mm-hmm. 那么好说话, meaning that person is easy to talk to.
Okay.
So more accepting and not so kind of distant.
Okay.
So for example, let's say I really would like to try making this new food, mm-hmm. but I know I have to ask my friend for her secret recipe. Do you think she'll share with me? I'm not sure because that person, 他不是很好说话.
Okay.
So, you know, that person is not easy to talk to, so you may not be able to get her secret recipe.
Okay.
So 好说话, being easy to talk to, mm-hmm. or someone who's just more accepting.
Okay. I think it's kind of like agreeable.
Agreeable,
she's
yeah.
She's pretty agreeable.
Right.
Or she's not very agreeable.
Right.
Or she's rather disagreeable.
Right, mm-hmm. right. 好说话 yeah. versus 不好说话.
Okay. So 这个是不是一个... 褒义词还是贬义词? 你觉得? Is it like a compliment to say that someone is a 好说话的人?
I think it's neutral because sometimes being too agreeable brings yourself trouble. However,
right.
the phrase itself, I would say, is neither positive or negative. It's neither good or bad. It's very neutral, describing someone if they're agreeable or not.
Okay, so can you say 太好说话的人呢? Like too agreeable to the point of being a pushover?
Yep,
you could
exactly,
say
yeah. 你可以说那个人太好说话了。太好说话了。
Okay.
Usually we don't say 那个人,那是个太好说话的人了。
Okay.
Yeah, both will be understood by a native speaker. However, the former, 那个人太好说话了, will probably be more commonly spoken uh-huh. by a native speaker.
Okay. Why the le on the end?
To emphasize.
Ah, okay. All right, so... 你对装修和设计真的很在行. So I wanted to ask about this one as well. So you are basically an expert in interior design.
Correct.
Correct?
Correct.
在行 is to be expert in. Is it expert only in a craft of some sort, or could it be expert in a subject area? Like, for example, 你对于中国的历史文化真的很在行.
在行 is very broadly applicable. What you said makes perfect sense as well.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look at this word 行, because it's another very commonly used character,
mm-hmm.
but has two different pronunciations.
Mm-hmm.
So a word that immediately come to my mind is 行家, mm-hmm. 家庭的家, mm-hmm. 行家. Okay. 你可以说你对装修很在行,
okay.
你是装修的行家.
Okay.
So 行家 means expert.
Oh, I didn't know that. I was thinking of the word 行业.
That too, that mm-hmm. too. So 行业 is kind of industry.
Mm-hmm.
行家, you know, someone, remember, 家 also has a meaning of having professional expertise in that particular industry.
Okay.
Like 音乐家 is
a musician.
Musician.
Mm-hmm.
And then 艺术家, artist.
Okay.
All highly renowned. So 行家, it means expert. And 你可以说这个人是装修的. 行家.
Ah,
similarly,
okay.
you can use 在行 to say that person is have expertise in. So 在行 is like an adjective,
mm-hmm.
and 行家 would be a noun.
Ah, okay, makes sense. And then the opposite of that would be 外行.
对对对, right? 外行, mm-hmm. 外行.
So 外 is like outside.
Outside.
行. So it's like outside my area of expertise.
That's exactly right.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. So 如果我将来要... How about you say that? You'll say it better than me.
Sure. 如果我将来要考虑装修房子, so if I would consider renovating my house in mm-hmm. the future.
Okay. Can you say 未来 instead of 将来?
可以.
It's the
yeah,
same.
It's the same.
Okay. 我也想跟你取取经. So we discussed this in the previous episode. I really do like this one. And that's one of the phrases that definitely stuck with me.
Oh, good.
Afterwards, that 取取经.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Getting advice.
And then she says, okay, so we're friends, 你尽管问. So ask anytime.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Then here, another one, I don't think it's in the vocabulary, but
mm-hmm.
照做. 如果我给了你建议以后, 你又不照做.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any questions when you read this word? Did you wanted to know what it means? And
right. You know, if I had just heard it, I would have been like, Zhao Zuo, what does that mean? But seeing it on paper helped a little bit because I know an zhao is like according to.
Right.
And then zuo is to do something. So you don't do it according to what I told you to do.
Exactly.
Right? Like you don't follow my advice.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is a good one to know. So zhao zuo, is that a fixed word? Is it a verb or a noun? I'm not even sure.
I would say it's a verb.
Okay.
And again, it would be 你又不照我说的做.
Okay.
So it's highly consensus. 照, like you said, 按照, according to 我说的, what I said. So you don't do according to what I said. But again, in this daily conversation, 你又不照做,照做, we can kind of just cut it down to two characters.
Okay.
And still convey the same meaning.
Ah, okay. 你又不照做.
对.
And then I like the next part as well, that 一次又一次推翻我的建议.
一次又一次. Again and again.
Mm-hmm. Yes, time after time,
yeah,
right?
She seems to be just very hard to please.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And 推翻我的建议. So this was one of our vocab words, to go against. So we have 推, which is like to push, and fan means to flip.
To flip, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
推翻, it's like you push it and then it gets flipped. So it's then it's no longer something that you want or no longer acceptable or no longer workable. So 推翻.
Okay, gotcha. 推翻, like push it away.
Yeah.
那我就真的生气了.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would be too. Yep.
Same here. Same here.
Yep. And so then the guy, of course, he's like, 是吗?这么做不太厚道. So we get to that word 厚道, which we talked about before. I've seen it mean also sincere. I've seen that translation.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So 厚道 can be referring to a person.
Mm-hmm.
这个人很厚道.
Okay.
Or it can be referring to a particular thing that a person does. 你可以说, 啊,他这么做. So the thing he does, he or she does, 不厚道. So maybe that person is okay, but you're not particularly pleased with that incident or that event. You can also refer to that.
As 厚道. Okay.
Yeah.
And in this context, though, like the friend is not grateful or appreciative of your advice because she's 推翻你的建议.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Makes sense. And and then I would also say that 这么做不太厚道 could be seen as an understatement.
Mm.
You could, it just really depends on where you stand. Mm. You can also say 这个人太讨厌了.
Mm.
So that would be, you know, showing stronger emotion.
Ah.
But I think the reason why he used somewhat toned down just to say that's not appreciative is, you know, he doesn't really want to kind of make things even worse.
Right.
Just try to calm the girl down a little bit, but also supporting what she is saying.
Okay. 他不要热吵.
对对对.
可以这么说吗?
对对对. 他不要让这个事情变得更糟糕.
Okay. Yeah. What a good guy.
Yes. He's a good guy.
Yep. So what is she complaining about? So she says the friend 一会儿要这个,一会儿要那个.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So basically, she cannot decide what she wants for her house. Suddenly, you know, sometime 一会儿, she wants this color scheme. And then I want this brand versus that brand.
Mm-hmm.
色系, the color scheme.
Mm-hmm.
And then 牌子, the brand.
Okay.
So let's say 大理石操作台, those granite countertop, only on that object alone has asked me at least 4 or 5 times.
Right. Oh, it's 大理石,
oh,
right?
Sorry, marble. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, 光 means only, right? So,
right.
光是大理石的操作台面，就问了我不下四五次了，不下四五次都可以。Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
So, we get into the next vocabulary word, which is 不下.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Can I also say 不少数次?
No, that we don't really
sense,
say
right?
不. You can say 就问了我. 至少,
at
minimally
least.
Speaking, 四五次. So 不少 is, nah, I wouldn't use that in this context.
Doesn't work, okay.
Yeah, so if I may explain a little bit, 下 and 上, they means up and down.
Okay.
But it can also mean kind of go above and go down.
Mm-hmm.
So 不下 meaning like not going down, or so in this case, you extend a little bit, it becomes no less than.
Mm-hmm.
No less than
yeah. 4 or 5 times. So is it stronger to say 不下 than it is to say 至少?
They both carry a strong tone. However, in oral conversation, 不下 is more colloquial. So that's why this person says 不下四五次.
Okay, so the next part, 正好我们今天碰到了. So 正好 we also saw in the previous dialogue. I like this word too. It's like we just happened to meet each other today or run into each other.
Right.
你就跟我吐槽吧. All right. So, yep. And it seems like this word 吐槽 or 吐槽, as we were saying before, is 最近才流行.
是, I would say it's internet slang.
Okay.
But I don't know how it came into being.
Mm-hmm.
So, 吐, this is a verb object word, which means 吐, to spit out, to even throw up is the verb. 槽 is a noun. 槽 is what you want to complain about.
What exactly does 槽 mean?
You know, 槽 by itself, I would say, has very little to do with being complained. Like the things to complain about.
Okay.
The first word I saw is actually referring, and I'm not even sure if my English explanation is correct, so help me out.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say if you raise farm animal, horses, cow, and you need to put grass in front of the stable, but it's like a narrow channel that...
So you have like a trough?
Yeah,
is
trough.
Is that right? Where you put the hay inside?
Right.
Okay.
So, 槽 is trough.
Really?
Yeah.
How in the world did this word get to mean like to vent?
I don't know, but kind of a derivation, a related word is 槽点.
Mm-hmm.
点 meaning a clock or point. 槽点.
Mm-hmm.
And 槽点 literally means the point of complaint. Let's say, I really hate this movie. There's so many things I wanted to complain about.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can say, 我真的很不喜欢那部电影. 槽点太多了.
Okay, so like the bad things about this movie, whatever they may be, bad acting, bad storyline.
Right.
There's
bad
too
makeup.
Too many things.
Too many points of complaint.
Okay.
Yeah. 槽点 would be a noun. 吐槽 or 吐槽 is a verb.
Okay. Very good to know. So is this also a commonly said word? Is it kind of slangy as well, or is it pretty standard?
It's more colloquial.
Okay.
You wouldn't hear people, let's say, reporting news saying 吐槽. However, on TV show or stand-up comedy, you'll hear a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Interesting. All right. So then she finally is like, 算了. Like, I don't want to talk about this anymore, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So what does she say?
She said, well, 算了,我不想浪费我的时间.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't want to waste my time.
Mm-hmm.
How about we talk about something else? 聊点别的话题, an interesting topic, 有趣的话题.
Sounds like a good idea. So she ends that by saying, let's go grab some lunch somewhere, grab some dinner.
Right, yeah. And do you have any recommendation? 你有什么推荐的餐厅吗? Things that, you know, you think it's good, that you think we should try.
Okay. 那如果他的朋友... 推荐, 然后他推翻他的建议怎么办?
他的朋友会说, 你很不厚道.
应该会吧。对。 也是很虚伪的, right? Like, then you could say she's a bit hypocritical.
Right, a bit pretentious.
Okay.
Yeah.
But she did not do
she
that.
She did not, she did not.
Mm-hmm. All right, so where do they decide to go have lunch or dinner?
They've decided to go have Southeast Asian food.
Okay.
Because the guy said, I know you like 东南亚菜, that's Southeast Asian food. And there are quite a few good ones. They're all worth going to have a taste.
Okay, and she says, 那太好了,看来你真的花了很多心思.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about this word last time. You've put a lot of thought into where we're going to go.
Mm-hmm.
是个好吃货. I should have added this one to the list because it is a very interesting word. Can you explain 吃货?
So 吃货 means foodie.
Yeah.
Someone who likes to eat and then really care about the quality of food in addition to just to fill the tummy. And I think it probably, again, it started as an internet slang and it became really popular about 6 to 8 years ago. 吃货.
Okay.
And also you think of this 吃货 as someone who's very cute and cute in the sense that obsess about food in a good way. And you can refer to yourself and you can also refer to others. Like, I would say it's a 褒义词, it's a positive word. 我是个吃货. And 你也可以说我们都是吃货, 因为我们喜欢去吃不同的饭店.
Okay. So 吃, I understand pretty easily, but what about 货? What does 货 mean?
货 means goods.
Goods. Okay.
Stuff. And normally, 货 is not referring to a person because, let's say, cargo, 货物, But I mean, again, this is really my personal interpretation. Chihuo. Mm-hmm. So you think of a person who really likes to eat, but not in a way that as a person, but maybe like a cartoonized character.
Okay.
So chihuo. So that's why huo.
Okay. Very interesting. All right. And then they ended with saying, or she ends with saying,
tell me about it. Yes. 都跟我说说.
对.
And I'll be all ears.
Yes.
我洗耳恭听.
对对对,洗耳恭听, which is a really great 成语 to know. So 洗, wash your ears and respectfully listen.
That's exactly right. Yeah, 洗耳恭听.
好的. Okay, so let's 再洗耳恭听 我们今天的对话.
好。
你最近都在忙什么? 我一直想找你一起吃饭, 你却没有空。
别提了,我忙得要命。 我在给人当免费劳力。
为什么?
我的一个朋友,他最近买了新房子,准备结婚,三室一厅,两卫的大房子。那是好事啊,应该恭喜他。的确是好事,但是他应该找一个室内设计师,而不是整天来烦我。谁让你是个那么好说话的人呢?
再说,你对于装修和设计真的很在行,如果我将来要考虑装修房子,我也想跟你取取经。
我们是朋友,你尽管问。但是,如果我给了你建议以后,你又不照做,一次又一次推翻我的建议,那我就真的生气了。是吗?
这么做不太厚道。是啊,一会儿要这个色系,一会儿又要那个牌子,光是大理石的操作台面,就问了我不下四五次。正好我们今天碰到了,你就跟我吐槽吧。算了。
我不想浪费我的时间,我们不如聊点别的话题,有趣的话题。你说想找我一起吃饭,那你有什么推荐的餐厅吗?
当然了,我知道你喜欢吃东南亚菜,我最近去试了不少餐馆,有好几家都不错,值得去品尝一下。那太好了,看来你真的花了很多心思,是个好吃货,都跟我说说,我洗耳恭听。
All right, we're back. And so in this lesson or in this podcast, we don't have a catch my drift because this is the catch my drift. So part one, we have the first dialogue, we have the second dialogue, and then part two, we explain the second dialogue, but there is no additional one. So now it's time to listen to our pronunciation section.
Pronunciation training. Please repeat after me, then answer the following questions.
请跟我重复一遍。
然后回答下面的问题。那么好说话的人，是个那么好说话的人。谁让你是个那么好说话的人呢？装修和设计。 对于装修和设计，你对于装修和设计真的很在行。你对于装修和设计真的很在行。
再说,你对于装修和设计真的很在行。
装修房子。 考虑装修房子。将来要考虑装修房子。如果我将来要考虑装修房子，取取经，跟你取取经。我也想跟你取取经。如果我将来要考虑装修房子，我也想跟你取取经。
以后买房子的话，尽管来找我，给你一些装修上的建议。
如果我将来要考虑装修房子，我也想跟你取取经。
给你建议。给了你建议以后。如果我给了你建议以后，不照做，你又不照做。如果我给了你建议以后，你又不照做，一次又一次。推翻，一次又一次推翻我的建议。真的生气了，那我就真的生气了。一次又一次推翻我的建议，那我就真的生气了。如果我给了你建议以后，你又不照做，一次又一次推翻我的建议，那我就真的生气了。
你不介意给别的人意见，那你为什么对他那么生气呢？
如果我给了你建议以后，你又不照做，一次又一次推翻我的建议，那我就真的生气了。
Okay, so before we go, I should ask you, 你有没有经历过这样的情况？比如说有人让你给他一些建议。
对，或者 not using 建议， simply you can say 有人向你咨询。
Okay, 有人向你咨询，还是有人向你取取经？
对对对，两个都可以，向你咨询、
right.
向你取取经都可以。
OK, 然后你给了他建议以后，他就推翻你的建议、
yeah.
有没有经历过这样的情况？
有、mm-hmm. I mean not in the area of interior decorating because I am no expert on that.
Me neither.
But on, you know, other occasions I haveyou know, experience that, and I will say, 那个人不厚道， I don't like that.
Right, especially as a teacher, right? I'm sure you must get lots of questions like, should I do it this way or that way? And then the student may not exactly follow your advice.
Right, I mean, but I would say I'm definitely more lenient towards students. It's the others, like I would say, if you really want my advice, then just stick to it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I let students try and error as many times as they need.
Mm-hmm.
That, no worries.
Yeah.Yeah, and I think sometimes that asking for advice is tricky territory because what if you actually don't like the advice you were given, but you feel like now you're obligated to take it because it's a friend of yours?
Also, it's, you know, important to keep in mind that depends on if you're getting advice for free or if you're getting the advice with a little price.
Right.
I would say, especially if you're getting the advice for free, consider that to be a big favor given to you.
Right.
So even if you may or may not like it, always show appreciation.
应该厚道一点，
应该厚道一点，应该向别人表示感谢。
嗯，对，没错。All right, so that is it for today's episode, and hope to see you again for another topic.
Yeah, next time we'll be talking about a different topic. We'll drifting away from the buying a house, but I'm sure it'll be an interesting topic. So until next time.
All right, can't wait. 再见。
再见。